Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, the podcast where we bring you real stories of people whose lives and careers have been shaped by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev, a nonprofit organization creating access to opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and today's guest is someone who is not only passionate about helping others, but also on a mission to make cybersecurity simple and accessible for the next generation of tech minds. Her name is Kotlano Ngema, a cloud solutions architect with over 5 years of experience helping businesses design scalable, secure, and cost-effective cloud solutions. Her journey is one of continuous growth and purpose. She began her career as a cloud engineer at Standard Bank and has since risen to the esteemed role of cloud solutions architect at Microsoft. But what makes Kotlano's story especially powerful is her passion for giving back, especially to young people stepping into tech for the first time. Whether it's through mentoring students or breaking down complex cloud topics through her project, Azure Unboxed, Kotlano is on a mission to make technology feel less intimidating and more empowering. She's also one of the incredible mentors at Tech for Dev. We're so excited to have her with us today. So find your quiet spot, sit back, and let's get into the conversation. Hi, Kotlano. It's great to have you with us today. Let's get to know you a bit better. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners? What was your background like before getting into tech?
Hello, everybody. My name is Kotlano Ngema. I am a cloud solutions architect based in South Africa. So I studied information and knowledge management in varsity. I have a BCom honors in information and knowledge management. I then joined one of the biggest banks in South Africa as a learner. I did an IT and financial shared services learnership. I then joined a company called Hitachi Vantara as a marketing intern. My resume or CV is a bit colorful, or career per se is colorful. I then went back to the very same bank to join their IT graduate program, which then allowed me the opportunity to join the Azure Cloud team. I was then appointed as a cloud engineer focusing on Azure infrastructure. After a couple of years, I then moved to where I am right now at Microsoft. I'm currently a cloud solutions architect at Microsoft. I've been there for 3 years, going on four now. So that's my career trajectory.
Well, that's amazing. So you studied information management. That means your degree wasn't exactly tech focused.
I know. And I wanted to mention that please don't allow your degree to derail you from pursuing your dreams. For example, I did information and knowledge management. It's not much of a technical course. However, I can admit to the fact that it did give me foundation of, you know, the IT industry and how I can get into it or what I can do in it, right? However, when I was doing the IT graduate program interviews and the hackathons, I was with people that did computer science, people that did machine learning courses, you know, things that were very technical, and the bank needed those skills. But I also had something to offer, right? As an information management student, or graduate rather, I also had something to offer. I was driven. I was a hard worker. I made sure that I worked on certain projects so that I can showcase my skills. I presented, right? So, you know, with hackathons, how they work is you'll be given like a problem to solve and everyone has to partake in it. You know, we shared responsibilities and I made sure that I took on things that I know I was good at and things that I know would add value to the success of the project. So please, please don't discredit yourself. Whether you're in finance, whether you're in health, you can always get into tech. You can always find your foot. There's quite a lot of resources that you can use. We have University of YouTube that has all the resources that you need in order to kickstart your career. We have Microsoft Learn, which provides you with free learning materials, especially if you want to go into the cloud space. So we have quite a lot of opportunities that you can pursue or you can partake in order to grow your career if you're already in tech, or to pivot into tech if that's what you are thinking about currently.
Thank you so much for those words of encouragement. You are absolutely right. I mean, your degree shouldn't define or limit you. And luckily these days, thanks to technology, anyone can learn anything online and pivot into new fields. So thank you so much for shedding light on that. All right. So can you walk us through your journey into the tech industry? I mean, what sparked your interest in tech and what inspired you to start mentoring with Tech for Dev?
Like I mentioned, I always knew that I wanted to be in tech. I just, you know, took the long way to get into it. But I was very determined. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be in tech. But I think at that time, I didn't even know what cloud was, right? So I think me being able to get into the IT graduate program allowed me the opportunity to learn about the different tech roles that one can pursue. And I'm so happy that the bank had placed me in the Azure cloud space, because I would have never ever knew that I wanted to do that, because I didn't even know what it was. So being granted that opportunity to be able to work in that sector within the bank and work with the people that I was working with really opened my mind, and I will forever be grateful. The reason why I wanted to become a mentor for Tech for Dev is because I wanted to be the mentor that I wanted. Like I mentioned, when I started, I knew I wanted to be in tech, but what in tech? Because it's big, you know. It's like someone saying, I want to be in security. What in security, right? There's cyber, there's penetration testing, there's so many other roles. So sometimes one can be confused, one can lose hope because they're just overwhelmed and they don't know exactly what they want to do. But even during that time of the uncertainty and during that time when you're overwhelmed, just do something. Don't just wait for the answer to come. Start something. You'd rather start and not finish something if you feel like, actually, this is not what I want to do, rather than just waiting for the answer, because it won't come to you. You have to be in motion for the answer to come to you, because when you, for example, you want to learn, let's say you're learning Python, right? And during the process, you realize that actually, your coding is not my thing. But you were not going to know that coding is not something that you want to pursue, or career that you want to pursue that has coding in it. You wouldn't have known had you not started, right? So at least now you are doing a process of elimination. So please, 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 whatever you do, always be in motion, always be in motion. Therefore, I wanted to encourage young ladies to be in motion, you know, to do something so that they can get to where they want to be.
That's amazing. Okay, so what has been the most rewarding part of mentoring tech talents, especially through Tech for Dev? Are there any standout moments that you would love to share?
Definitely, definitely. I think for me, and this is a bit, yeah, it makes me so happy. I'm smiling as I'm speaking at the moment. I remember the first year when I joined, when I joined Tech for Dev, I think I had about five girls or ladies in my team, and to be told that four out of five of them were employed at the end of the program made me so happy. I remember when Paul announced it, we were in a meeting as the final meeting as mentors, and we were sharing obviously our experience, and Paul was like, actually, Kutlwano, out of all the mentors here, your group of ladies, 4 out of 5 of them have received jobs for me. That made me so happy. Yes, I may not have been the ones that got them the job, but I would like to believe that our engagements and all the strategies that we put in place, all the plans that we executed, led them to where they were. So I'm not taking credit for it. They did the work, they did everything, but to have worked with incredible ladies and for them to have progressed in their careers was very fulfilling for me. Like, I was so happy, and I see most of them on LinkedIn post, you know, their certification, post, you know, joining new roles or even getting promotions. And to see that, it makes me so happy. So hence I always come back to Tech for Dev, because it's fulfilling. It's worth the time.
Oh, wow. I mean, so out of the first 5 mentees you worked with, 4 landed jobs after the program. That's amazing. That must have been such a proud moment for you as a mentor. Wow, thank you so much for your time and your dedication. From your perspective, what skills or mindset shifts do you think African talents need to thrive on the global tech stage?
Like I mentioned, motion. Do something, right? And not just to showcase to potential employees or potential people that you can work with in terms of projects or whatever the case may be, but for yourself, be in motion, understand exactly what you want to do. And if you don't, still be in motion. We need the mindset of no one is going to give me anything, but for people to be able to give me something, I need to also give something. And what you can give is your skill, is showing that you're a hard worker, is showing that you are someone that goes out there and looks for opportunities and not wait for opportunities to be given. So attending and partaking in things such as the Tech for Dev program already gives you one foot into the industry and already shows that you are taking charge of your career. So it's very, very important to be in motion. The mindset of I can't wait, even if I don't know something, you just can't wait. Just do something. Just start a project, watch a YouTube video, you know, go on Microsoft Learn, read about something so that you can build the momentum and so that you can understand and get to that point where you're like, this is the plan and this is how I execute.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing those insights. Thank you for that. So you've worked with so many mentees. How do you think mentorship has shaped their journeys? Can you spotlight any mentee who has made the most impression for you?
I choose not to spotlight because they're all incredible. They are doing amazing things. But for me, I think it's based on how they knew. I think I was so blessed to have mentees that knew exactly what they wanted to the T. I think the only concern or the only problem that they had was the execution and just the soft skills that they needed. But technically, they were good. They had a plan. They just needed that push. Like, I didn't really, like, I'd be lying if I said I had to do a lot, you know, for them. They already knew what they wanted to do. They already knew how they wanted to do it. They just needed just that push. They just needed that assistance from me. And I miss them. I miss them so much. They were very good ladies to engage with. And I too learned a lot from them.
Fantastic. It's really amazing to hear the way you speak about mentorship and your mentees so far. Okay, so beyond mentoring, what other exciting things or professional roles are you currently involved in?
So this is not professionally, this is not a project that I'm involved in professionally, but I think it does contribute to the overall conversation that we're currently having. I have a booklet called The Guide. So how The Guide came about was, why I wanted to become a mentor, I needed guidance, right? And when I thought about how, you know, sometimes we get into courses at university because maybe that were the only courses that were available for us, or maybe our marks were not so great for us to pursue computer science, whatever the case may be, and you just take whatever is available because obviously you don't know better, right? You don't know that, oh, there are probably boot camps that you can take. There's probably, you know, other avenues or other directions that you can take to get into tech. And I wanted to highlight that. Another thing that I noticed was at work, most of the people that I worked with did not do anything, some of them actually did not do tech related courses. So others did mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, you know. So for me, I wanted to highlight to everyone that you can do all these courses and still end up in tech and still end up in Microsoft, right? So I interviewed some of the people that I identified, based on, you know, the courses they made and how they studied rather, and how they ended up in tech. I highlight those stories in the guide, but more than anything, the guide is for high school learners, right? Because that's where the foundation is. I highlight modules, one, subjects that they need to take from grade 8 until matric. I highlight the importance of, you know, mathematics. Yes, we are not all mathematically inclined, but it's one of the most important subjects that we need to take, especially if we want to venture out into more technical roles or more technical courses in universities. Like, you cannot do engineering without math. You cannot do computer science without math. Other universities do provide bridging courses, but just to make sure that you're not taking the long way, at least start. If you are mathematically inclined, please always take math, right? So the guide highlights stories of people, my own personal story. It highlights the subject that one needs to take in high school. It highlights the different technical courses that one can take in university, and it highlights the modules or potential modules that you will take in high school, in varsity, and the career that you can go into. So it's just a guide just to help you navigate navigate their career from high school, varsity, and start their professional careers. It also highlights AI, teaches AI in its most basic form, because, you know, we speak about this AI thing, and some of the high school learners, especially in, you know, rural areas and townships, they may hear us speak about these technologies, but they won't be as exposed to them like someone that it is in a private school, because they have the resources to showcase all of this. So the guide tries to bridge that gap, and I am very passionate about it. I beam when I think about it, when I talk about it, because it's something that I too feel like I needed before embarking on my university journey and my professional journey.
Oh, wow, the guide. I mean, that's such a brilliant initiative. Using storytelling to inspire high school students to explore tech is such a wonderful idea. I mean, we have something similar to that in Tech for Dev through the Tech Girl Squad. That's the booklet we wrote to. So it's using storytelling to inspire young girls to consider STEM careers, right? So it follows the journey of like this four young secondary school students who started exploring tech. So I mean, it's really, I believe so strongly in the power of storytelling. So yeah, this is such a wonderful idea, because early exposure can make all the difference, truly, especially for the fact that, you know, you're using stories that people can relate to, you know, it can resonate more with them. I really like that. Well done. Okay, so stepping away from tech for just a moment, you've told us about one of the exciting things you do professionally. Can you share a fun fact about yourself outside tech?
Outside of tech? I think being a mom, I'm a mom to a 1 year, 6 month, 6 month baby boy. Seeing him grow has, I think, you know, when people speak about people making being a mom their personality, I sometimes am that person. I enjoy being his mom. He's an incredible baby. Like, I think even parents can relate. their child is incredible, or everyone can say that their child is incredible, but mine is incredible to me. He's funny. He has a personality of his own. He's very feisty. He's naughty. And I think I'm discovering life through him, especially time. I think when I look at him, I realize how fast time goes. And even when I have like certain goals, I look at my it's been 3 months and I haven't achieved that. What happened, you know, based on how fast he's also growing. So I don't know if that's a fun fact, but yeah, I sometimes make being a mom my whole personality. Like, I'll be active.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, being a mom to a toddler is a full-time adventure. I can attest to that, and truly they do grow up so fast. I am sure every parent can relate to that. So like, they are like precious moments that you don't want to miss, right? So I mean, well done. Well done on that. Okay, so before we wrap up, would you recommend the Tech for Dev mentorship program to others?
Definitely. Like I mentioned, the ladies that joined Tech for Dev have been given so much opportunities. They have been given the opportunity, one, to engage with professional, right, mentors like me, even other mentors who are in different fields within the tech industry. I think, one, it opens your minds and broadens your horizon. Sometimes I think when we are sitting in our rooms, we think some things are out of reach until you just speak to one person and they made you realize that actually this is also possible for me. So one, it broadens your network. Now you have people in the industry that you can talk to. Two, it provides opportunities, right? Tech for Dev is an organization that is in partnership with so many organizations that when they are looking for females or people in tech, they obviously will engage with Tech for Dev, and you would be on the list of the people that they consider based on obviously what you are currently focusing on. It provides security opportunities. It provides software development. So it's not even just limited to one, but it's limited to so many other things that one can engage in based on your interest. And also the management, the people running the show, Paul and team, Blessing, Yemi's, Promise, the list goes on. The management team is amazing. So you'll be taken care of. If you are listening to this and you haven't partaken into, or you haven't applied rather, to become part of Tech for Dev, please be on the lookout for their application dates, or if it is open, I'm not sure at the moment, please do go check their website, contact Paul on LinkedIn if you have any questions, or any of the Tech for Dev team.
Wow, thank you so much, Katlano.
Thank you so much.
I hope I did not murder your name. Thank you so much for an amazing conversation. Thank you for sharing your journey with us. It's been such a joy having you on Tech Empowered. And it's been amazing having you as part of our mentors for the Tech for Dev mentorship program. I mean, what stood out most today for me with this conversation is that tech isn't just about building a career. I mean, it's also about impacting people. You know, people like Otlano remind us that giving back, mentoring, and showing up for others can be just as impactful as the work we do in our daily jobs. So if you're listening today, whether you're just starting out or you're growing in your tech career, or maybe you're thinking about how to give back, let this be your sign that your voice, your story, and your impact matter. It's in the little things, really. Thank you so much for tuning into Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with someone. If you're yet to subscribe, what are you waiting for? Please do so now. And follow us on all our social media pages so you don't miss the next inspiring story. I remain your humble host, Yemisi, and I will see you on the next one. Bye for now.